Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio lesson, I will take up University Wits. Now the first point which you should keep in mind is who were the University Wits or which poets or playwrights are classified as the University Wits. The first is of course Christopher Marlowe, then Robert Greene, then Thomas Nashe, and all of these were graduates of Cambridge University. And one of the reasons why University Wits are called University Wits is that they were university trained in universities. Then other members of University Wits are Thomas Lodge, then George Peel. And Thomas Lodge and George Peel were both, you know, educated in Oxford University. And another sixth member, which is Thomas Kidd, though he is not university trained like the other five members, yet he is referred to as University Wit. Okay, so in the exam they might also ask you which of the members of the University Wits was not trained in university. The answer is Thomas Kidd. And one more member which is generally included in the group of University Wits is John Lyly. He was trained in Oxford University. And the University Wits preceded William Shakespeare. So they broadly wrote in the last one decade or last two decades of the 16th century. And another question which they can ask you from University Wits is who coined the term University Wits? Now it was George Saintsbury. Okay. Before this or in the lifetime of the University Wits, the term University Wits was not used. It was later on coined. And what are some of the features of the plays written by University Wits? For example, they write about heroic themes. You know, for example, Tamburlaine the Great by Marlowe. But at the same time, you know, they are also writing tragic stories. And also the treatment of the subject is heroic as well as the style. So this is what you'll find in the works of the University Wits. And another contribution was that before they came, interludes and chronicle plays were famous before the University Wits started to write. So they refined the earlier interludes or chronicle plays or all the other kinds of plays which were written or performed before them. That was their contribution. And since I mentioned interlude, you should know what an interlude is. No, as the name indicates, interlude. It was something in between. So it was a kind of dramatic entertainment, but it was not entirely a play, but something which was done in between a play or in between a banquet. And it was also conducted after some play had ended. And most interludes were of non-religious nature. And one of the most important writers of interludes was John Heywood, who came just before the greatest master of, you know, drama, William Shakespeare, or slightly before the University Wits. But John Heywood is not a University Wit. Okay. Suppose they give you the name of John Heywood and they might ask you whether John Heywood is classified as a University Wit or not. The answer is no. John Heywood is famous for writing interludes, and you know, some of his important interludes are The Play of the Weather, then the play called The Four P's. So a small recap, John Heywood is famous for writing interludes. He is not classified as a University Wit. Then the University Wits has one member who was not trained at university, and his name was Thomas Kidd. And what they did was they refined the earlier forms of plays, especially the interludes and the chronicle plays, into more refined plays. You know, the plays which we see during the times of Shakespeare.